And with that, let's step back all of 3 days into late on a Thursday, this past Thursday, when after a full day's work, Jalila Arthur came back to KUNM to host a visit with Sage Harrington and her 1920s ukulele to talk about her own work, solo, musical, and otherwise, the Sage and Herod, Sage and Jared Happy Glam Band, but also the work she will be doing at UkeFest, which is on the 29th. The Marriott with performances at the Expo New Mexico's African American Pavilion. Whole lot of information. We touched on it last week, but we're going to get a little more information from the two of them.
Matthew gets to go home, but we have to do all of
it. As you can tell, it was late evening after a long day of work for all three of us, but some of us didn't get quite the credit we were hoping for. So we're going to let me just cue this up properly so we can go straight into the performance. It starts out right about like this. Right about like this.
Evening brings the close of day. Skies of blue begin to gray. Crimson hues are fading in the west. Evening ever brings to me dreams of days that used to be. Memories of those I love the best. When shadows fall and trees whisper day is ending, my thoughts are ever wending home. When crickets call, once more to be returning home. When the hills conceal the setting sun, stars begin a peeping one by one. Night covers all. Fortune may forsake me, my dreams will ever take me
to Sage Harrington skillfully playing her ukulele for us here on Ear to the Ground. That was a song called Home When Shadows Fall. Welcome. Hello.
Hello.
I It's so nice to see you again so soon.
Thank you. Good to see you as well.
Say, you're awfully good at playing that there ukulele.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for saying that.
Indeed. You are going to be an instructor at this year's upcoming Albuquerque Uke Fest.
It's very true. I am. I taught last year, and I am excited to return again in just a couple weeks.
Rightly so, and I think they are excited to have such skill present at their festival. The festival itself is taking place this year at the African American Performing Arts Center for the concert, and workshops will start at the Albuquerque Marriott. I hear that the theme this year is superheroes.
And comic books.
And comic books. That's super, I gotta say.
Yeah, there's a big, exciting production on Friday evening, as you mentioned, the show, which has the theme of comic books and superheroes. So the performers will be sharing songs of theirs that fit within that theme. And it's not only ukulele tunes, folks. It's this whole cabaret experience.
There's more than just ukuleles.
Yeah, get prepared for a fabulous show.
Sounds like it's going to be exciting and adventurous and
courageous,
hard-hitting and thrilling.
Brave.
Just super all around. Well, Sage, it's nice to have you here in the studio. It's nice to see you again so soon. I know of you, but I would like our audience to be introduced to you again. And so if you wouldn't mind telling us a bit about how else you perform and instruct.
I am a member of a band called Sage and Jared's Happy Gland Band, and I play ukulele in that band, and my husband Jared plays upright bass.
Excellent.
And we were so lovely to be invited by you to play your wedding very recently. It was so fun.
And you nailed it! 10 out of 10, would recommend.
Oh, thanks.
Sage and Jared's Happy Gland Band.
You can find information and how to contact us at sageharrington.com.
And I heard rumor that there's an upcoming Sage and Jared project.
True. We have an album coming out in December at Bookworks, and it has been evolving for quite a long while, and we are excited to finally set it free to the wild.
Excellent.
It's really cool. There's a local artist. Her name is Zara Marwan, and she made this beautiful art for it, and we're going to hand sew her printed art into envelopes and hand stamp her art onto the face of each CD, and it's going to be this really beautiful handmade project.
I mean, that sounds like it's going to be very beautiful.
It's going to be so beautiful.
Oh my gosh, how exciting. And we will have that set free on Ear to the Ground coming soon. So there will be more from Sage Harrington. Stay tuned for that. And let's stay tuned for more tunes if you would like to grace our ears with another.
I would love to. This is one called Mr. Sandman. And I'm laughing because oftentimes during shows, I'll just play it. And then at the end, I'll say, that was Enter Sandman, because I stole that joke from Jared because he said it once. And now I say it at every single show.
Oh, the curse of the contagious joke and pun disease. I'm infected as well.
Oh, no.
Thank you. You're listening to Ear to the Ground on KUNM, and we are joined by Sage Harrington. Just heard the song Enter Sandman. And you could learn to play such similar tunes on the ukulele if you were to visit the Albuquerque Uke Fest coming up on September 28th going through September 30th at multiple locations. There are workshops and performances. This is exciting things for an up-and-coming instructor, so I wanted to talk about your instructing. You do multiple types of instructing.
I do.
You instruct in the ways of music, and I understand you are also a yoga instructor.
I do. I teach yoga. I just got certified in the Iyengar method of yoga. Just this last month in August, I went out to LA and I did this whole intense Iyengar yoga examination process, and I passed. I was so happy, so nervous, but also so happy. So if you're interested in attending Iyengar yoga classes in Albuquerque, I'm the only one at this point. And you can find my schedule at yogawithsage.com. But I also teach ukulele lessons here in town. And if you're interested in taking ukulele lessons with me, you may go to sageharrington.com, which will contain information on ukulele instruction.
I love it. So you have excelled in your skill level in yoga. You have been certified, and I understand there are also different skill levels available at this Uke Fest here in Albuquerque.
Yeah. So the ukulele festival, the performance is on Friday, and then all day Saturday and Sunday. Oh, I think there's some workshops on Friday too. There's also workshops, so that's one of the big appeals of the festival, is taking your ukulele with you and then attending as many workshops as you can and gleaning new skills. So the workshops are appropriate for all levels, from beginner to advanced. There's something for everyone, no matter if you have never touched a ukulele before but have always wanted to learn how to play, or if you've been playing for years, there's something for you at the workshops.
That's excellent. The workshops start for the Albuquerque Uke Fest at the Albuquerque Marriott on Louisiana Boulevard. And then the performance kicking off the festival will be at the African American Performing Arts Center on San Pedro Drive.
And if you want to remember all of this information later,
you can also visit websites.
This website for the ukulele festival is abqukefest.com.
So simple.
abqukefest.com.
I noticed that you have these excellent music videos that I feel could also be a good lesson, because they're very focused on the finger work. And so I wanted to compliment your skill sharing.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I've taken I've made some videos of me playing the ukulele, which is just a close-up of my hands on the ukulele. And that's actually the way that I've learned a number of tunes.
Is by watching others online. Wow, that's great. And then I bet it's helpful for your students. You can say, well, I can direct you to this video that I posted and maybe take a look at that.
Yeah. And also just in lessons. Yeah. Recording a video for them on their phone so they can take it with them and then play it at their own tempo at home.
That's brilliant. The way that technology has changed the way that we teach.
It can, and learn. It can really help.
That does perfectly transition into my next question. What kind of training did you have, and how did that help to form your specific style of teaching? I was curious if you would share with the audience any experiences you've had with your own lessons or classes.
I did take lessons in many instruments growing up. Then my first was violin when I was 5. And then came the flute. I played flute in band in grade school and high school. And then in my teenage years, I thought, I need to learn how to play guitar and write songs. And so I wrote some prototypical Sage Harrington songs on the guitar as a teenager.
The origin story.
The origin story. And then my family moved to Las Vegas, New Mexico, where we met, actually.
That's right. Years ago.
Jalila and I met in Las Vegas, New Mexico, and I first started playing guitar and occasionally upright bass and other random instruments at a coffee shop in Las Vegas, New Mexico. There's still an assortment of instruments at the house. I won't deny that. But I've been focusing mainly on the ukulele recently. In the upcoming record, there is a little bit of everything.
There's a little bit of everything. Wow. Mm-hmm.
There's even Jared played clarinet on something.
Let's hear something from the upcoming record.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wanna be a vegetarian, drink decoctions of malaria. You wanna swim in an aquarium with all the fancy colored fish. I wanna be a vegetarian, distance myself from the Sumerians, call their methods antiquarian. Yes, you see, that is my wish. Go ahead and start granola munching. To taste your stuff, now can't you hear the crunching? Yum, now what delicious brunching. Mm-hmm, I said that it's delicious. Be a vegetarian, drink decoctions of valerian. You wanna swim in an aquarium with all the fancy colored fish. I wanna be a vegetarian. This is for some missionaries.
Heard the song Vegetarian by Sage and Jared of Sage and Jared's Happy Gland Band. You heard Sage Harrington playing the ukulele on that track, and she'll be instructing in ukulele at the Albuquerque Uke Fest. You can find out more information at the abqukefest.com website. And Sage, who are your fellow teachers at the ABQ Uke Fest?
It's so funny to me that they are my fellow teachers, because I have books of theirs on my ukulele bookshelf. So Jim Bailoff has written countless ukulele instruction books, and he's teaching a couple workshops at the festival. Fred Sokolo wrote this great Beatles chord melody tab book, which I have been practicing from. And he's teaching a number of workshops at the festival. And also Gerald Ross, another big name in ukulele stardom, is teaching. So many opportunities to take ukulele workshops from the cream of the ukulele crop.
And you got your local ladies, Judy Moldauer and Sage Harrington, who I do say are in the ranks. You guys deserve to be there, even if you do have other instructors on your bookshelf.
Totally. Well, maybe one day I'll publish dozens of ukulele instruction books as well.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a grand event. We have the entire spectrum of skill levels for the ukulele, September 28th to September 30th at the African American Performing Arts Center, and workshops at the Albuquerque Marriott. This is the Albuquerque Uke Fest, a.k.a. Ukepeli. Very clever. And I just want to say thank you to Sage Harrington, an instructor of the upcoming Uke Fest, for joining us this evening.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to teach at the Albuquerque Ukulele Fest, abqukefest.com, and I'm happy to be teaching ukulele lessons here in Albuquerque, sageharrington.com, if you want more information for that.
What would you like to play us to go out with?
I would like to play you a song called Pity. It is a poem written by Sarah Teasdale in the early 1900s, and I wrote the music to it. And I'll play it for you on my ukulele.
Pity by Sage Harrington and Sarah Teasdale.
Sage Harrington, recorded live in Studio C by and with DJ Lila, Jalila Arthur. Remember, many, many projects coming from her. SageHarrington.com is where you can see those videos, find out about her teaching and playing. But if you want to get in on the Uke Fest, it's 2 weeks from today is when it starts. I think it's the 28th through the 30th. So, I think that's 2 weeks. Yeah. Might start on Friday, actually. September 28th through 30th in Albuquerque. The Marriott is one venue, but a big concert at the African American Pavilion at Expo New Mexico. Here's the website. And this reminder, this is available. There's no skill level. You don't have to pass an exam. You don't even have to be good, necessarily, to participate in it. Judy Moldauer swears up and down it's an instrument for one and all. So does Sage Harrington. So do their instructors, too. ABQUKEFEST. That's ABQUKEFEST.com. Does it for us. We'll be back next week with something brand new. think we're going instrumental for a special edition of Ear to the Ground. Stay tuned for Route 66 coming up next.